citizens of the world. Some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me good.
8:11 in the morning, and Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9. Good morning, buddy.
I believe that I am going to be broadcasting live from Presidential Towers that morning.
And
the Sunday morning show, the past several years we've been out there, you know, greeting people as they're going up, as they're, coming down, reporting who the sweatiest people are at WGN.
Will the broadcast keep you from actually doing the climb?
Yes, unfortunately. There's a lot of work that goes into doing the broadcast.
So, preparation for the same?
As much as I would love to be there. And most days I do that run, but that particular day, that particular climb, I'm afraid I'll be locked down at the microphone. Chained to the microphone.
I have great news for you, Dean, because we were able to work it out that we have some of the sports staff members who agreed to sit in for you just long enough, half hour. No, they said they'd be happy to do
but
it.
We
really,
can't
it's
have,
no trouble.
But
think
but,
of inconveniencing somebody else, while I'm trying to do the show.
Right, and of course, Dean wears designer clothing that he can't sweat in, so we can't. Can't do that.
What, just disintegrate or something?
I don't know. Just trying to help my friend out.
You know, when we did we did a fitness challenge at a health club several years ago on the morning show.
I remember that. Yeah.
I foolishly participated in.
Uh-huh.
Although I did lose 25 pounds, so I guess it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But the people at that gym, these are people who see sweaty people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, told me that they have never seen anyone sweatier than I am.
Well, isn't that sweet?
I'm slightly honored.
Isn't that the nicest thing?
Take the honors where I can.
You get the really most nice out of your workout, Dean.
Hey, speaking of live shows, as Dean was, and this seems to be a good segment for plugs, tomorrow we're going to be at Egg Harbor Cafe in Naperville for the Allstate Hometown Voices Tour. Are you coming out for that, Dean?
I will actually be in Los Angeles, California tomorrow.
Boy, you go a long way to avoid doing the show. What are you doing in L.A.?
I would much rather be with you in Naperville.
Yeah, because you're going to be talking to knuckleheads?
I am going to be talking to some knuckleheads this weekend. I'm also going to be talking with George Clooney this weekend. So
it's going to feel like talking to me.
Not too knuckleheady. That's why I'm thinking. That's going to be very much like being in a conversation with you. Not only Clooney and Channing Tatum, both.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. It's like a younger Cochran and a real-time Cochran, Channing Tatum and
like
Clooney.
Cochran-palooza.
Yeah, it really is.
Is what I'm doing this weekend.
All right, coming up, Dean will explain several things, including a new Disney exhibit, what Michael Jackson thinks about a white guy playing him, even though he's dead, what Tyra Banks' newest time-consuming activity will be, and some Chicago concert news as well. That's all coming up. So stand by for all of that. Before we get to traffic, though, and then we'll come back and more with Dean, I want to remind you that Monday and Tuesday we'll be live in Iowa, RoCon Monday afternoon, and every significant guest will come by and do the show. We'll give you a preview of the caucuses on Monday morning, and then on Tuesday morning a review of what we know and probably a lot of things we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got a legitimate two-party mystery here that will be happening.
And you can hear about all our experiences at the caucuses.
Very true. Very, very true. One late-breaking Trump tidbit. Donald Trump tweeted yesterday, it was childishly written, taunting PR statement by Fox that made me not do the debate, more so than lightweight reporter Megyn Kelly. I want you to remember childish when I tell you. Megyn Kelly did a GQ photo shoot, 4 or 5 years ago. She's a beautiful woman, and this was a sexy photo shoot. Donald Trump retweeted, "This is the bimbo that's asking presidential questions." Yeah, he loves women. He's great for women in America. Hello, Iowa, you listening? That's the guy that's leading in the polls. Team Richard, sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. This is awkward for me, Dean, as you know, because Tyra Banks and I, of course, had a long relationship. But it turns out she's decided to go ahead and have children.
That would explain the Coldplay music then.
We'll get to that. I don't want to overly delve into Coldplay until I have to.
That's a tease, everybody.
Yeah, Coldplay coming up. Coldplay did not impregnate Tyra Banks. Now back to Dean.
Apparently nobody impregnated Tyra Banks, but she is a new mom. She and her boyfriend just had a son via surrogate, a little baby boy by the name of York. She is 42. She's been very open about her fertility problems and desire to have a family. Yesterday it all came true, and she said as happy as she is, she wishes that other people with a similar struggle also get to get their dream come true as well. Thank the mother, the surrogate who brought the child to term.
Is she involved in a relationship right now?
She is. She is. I forget the guy's name, but yeah, she's been involved with this this gentleman for quite some time now, actually.
And is he in the business?
I don't know. I don't know his profession.
Keeping it quiet so I don't have any trouble with
it? I'll get his income tax forms. We'll get the full dossier on him.
All right.
For you.
You revealed yesterday that Joseph Fiennes, who is a white British actor, was, of course, picked to play Michael Jackson in a, was it a new TV movie or actual movie?
That's only because Conan O'Brien wasn't available for the job. That's only because Jim Gaffigan wasn't available.
Trying to Gaffigan.
Think of the whitest possible.
Gaffigan is the perfect Michael Jackson.
The whitest, probably sort of translucent people that I can think of to play Michael Jackson. Joseph Fiennes gets the role. This movie is about an urban legend that's been going around.
TV movie or theater movie?
TV movie.
TV movie.
About this urban legend that alleges that Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando, and Elizabeth Taylor all got in a car on September 11th, 2001, to escape New York after the terrorist attacks. They're going on a road trip to get out of New York. And apparently stop at quite a few Burger Kings along the way at the insistence of Marlon Brando. That's what I've heard of the plot of this whole thing.
And it's supposed to be funny.
That's allegedly.
Is Joseph Fiennes funny?
Joseph Fiennes can be funny. Okay. He can be funny, but this whole thing, the controversy is that Joseph Fiennes, in the midst of all this Oscar controversy about diversity in Hollywood. And, not only the nomination process, but African-American actors and actresses, not getting certain roles or being relegated to only certain kinds of roles, that a white actor gets chosen to play an African-American man. Joseph Fiennes says he doesn't understand what the controversy was because Michael Jackson had a skin condition. In which his skin was lightening anyway.
Oh, stop it. He doesn't understand what...
He fails to miss...
Oh,
he fails
please.
To get the point that why, if you're an African-American actor, trying to get a job in Hollywood, you can't because a British white guy is getting the job playing Michael Jackson.
I got to tell you, it's been a bad couple weeks for my people. As you know, as a black entertainer, I'm behind all of these causes.
Right on, my brother.
The Academy Awards thing. Earlier this morning, Dave announced that Sting will be playing halftime at the NBA All-Star Game. That's right, Sting. This reminded one of our texters of Elton John playing the Harley Davidson convention. A few years ago. So we got the Academy Awards thing, we got Sting at the NBA All-Star Game, and we got a white guy playing Michael Jackson.
So just, to put a cherry on top of this whole thing, somebody went back and remembered an old Oprah Winfrey interview from 1999 in which Oprah asked Michael Jackson about the rumors that he had chosen a white child to play him in a Pepsi commercial. And Michael Jackson said, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's crazy. Why would I pick a white person to play me in anything? He said, I'm a black American. I'm proud to be a black American. I identify as being a black American. So I'm guessing Michael might not be so pleased with this casting choice either.
All right. So we talked about Tyra Banks.
I'm just trying to stir things up, Steve.
I'll save
you all the trouble of sending the emails right now. I'm just trying to stir up trouble.
You can forward all of those, of course, to rocon@wjnradio.com. Disneyland's doing a new... Andre, you're going to be excited about this. They're doing a new Star Wars Land exhibit at Disneyland in Anaheim.
Yeah, they've closed off Anaheim and Orlando there. They've decided to do both places.
Okay.
Oh. And isn't Han Solo supposed to dedicate it?
Han Solo is supposed to dedicate it, but he's also going to be giving... We really don't know very much about this new Star Wars land. We know it's 14 acres. We know that there's going to be a recreation of the Millennium Falcon. We know that you will be able to get into an interactive exhibit in which opposing sides are in battle, a la Star Wars, in this. But that's all that we really know about it. But Harrison Ford, Han Solo, is going to give a special preview of it on the 60th anniversary of A Wonderful World of Disney. It's celebrating the 60th anniversary of the park in Anaheim. Han Solo will be releasing more information about all of this, and I couldn't be more excited about it. It's like toward the end of February.
Me too, Dean.
At the top of the segment, we played Coldplay music because...
I remember that.
That's Dean's jam.
theme song.
Coldplay coming to town?
Yeah, they're going to be right hot off of the Super Bowl halftime show that they're going to be doing, but just announced this morning, as a matter of fact, that they're going to be coming to Soldier Field. It's going to be July 23rd. Tickets are going to go on sale 1 week from Friday. This is their first tour in 4 years. And, Steve, I know you're a huge Iggy Pop fan just because you like saying Iggy Pop.
I just like him shirtless. Remember when Iggy Pop did that album cover shirtless and he looked like a guy that just had extensive medical testing?
Needed a sandwich.
Yeah.
Medical testing and desperately needed a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be doing only 13 live shows this spring. One of them will be at the Chicago Theater. That's going to be April the 6th. Tickets for that will go on sale this coming Saturday morning through LiveNation.com. Yes, save yourselves the trouble with the emails again. Steve and I will both be there shirtless as well.
No doubt about it.
No. Oh, I'm
you
in.
Kidding me? All right, well, fine job by you. And again, the big news, of course, is that earlier today, and we were all shocked by this, our weather genius, Tim McGill, was announced to be the father of Tyra Banks' baby. I think that was the lead.
Correct.
Are you okay? Are you and he okay?
Yeah, we're all right.
Okay.
I'll keep him on the show.
He wields a mean cumulonimbus cloud, if you know what I mean.
That's what they named the baby,
cumulo. I don't know what that means. I don't even know
Nimbus.
What that means.
So, all right,
enjoy Naperville.
Yeah, you have a good trip to L.A., and then we'll be in Iowa.
Enjoy Iowa, and I'll send your best to George Clooney and Channing Tatum.
By the way, so you're not on with us in the morning?
I will not be available tomorrow, nor Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Okay, so Andrea is going to be covering the show business.
All right.
All right, stand by for all of that. One Greek to another. The Greek handoff just happened.
I'll try and fill those shoes, Dean.
It's our monopoly. First That's the right. restaurants, then the entertainment world.
They pass a plate of flaming cheese from one to the other. That's how you know the torch has been passed.
You can only see if you wear the special sunglasses, too.
I understand. Believe me, we totally do. Thank you, Dean. 827. We're back after this.